Washington State University Associate Professor Michael Holloman is a member of the Colville Confederated Tribes. He curated the original exhibit about Frank Matsura, a Japanese immigrant who photographed Native Americans. The High Desert Museum in Bend, Oregon is now featuring another exhibit on Matsura's work, which Professor Holloman helped curate. Joining the exchange to tell us more is Professor Michael Holloman. Welcome.
Good morning, Mike.
Well, Professor, let's start with learning a little bit about you and your work.
Okay. I am a member of the Colville Confederated Tribes, and I work at Washington State University in the art department. My main focus is teaching Native American art history, and I do a lot of work with tribal communities and with museum collections with tribal materials.
Tell me a little bit about your background. How'd you grow up, and how'd you get interested in art?
Well, my mother did art, and she actually studied art at Haskell Indian College in Lawrence, Kansas. And growing up, she taught art to my older brother, sister, and I. And so it was something that I was always around. And when I got to school, something I continued and had the privilege to have many great art teachers support me along the way. So that became the basis of my academic studies and continued on through all these years.
Well, what kind of art interests you most?
You know, painting is really kind of the area of my kind of interest and expertise, you know, from all over. So, you know, with that, it's something that then kind of led me into the interest of Native American artists. At the time growing up, contemporary Native artists working in new media.
So what drew your attention to Frank Matsura?
Well, my mother's family is all from the Colville Indian Reservation. And across the river in the town of Okanagan is where Frank came in 1903. And so for myself, I remember having the opportunity when they opened the Okanagan County Historical Society in the mid-1970s. I went with my family, and they highlighted some of Frank Matsura's work.
So tell us his story.
Well, Frank was an immigrant photographer that came from Japan, Yokohama, to Seattle in 1901. Not exactly certain why he left Japan, but he did, and came to Seattle and was there briefly and went up to Alaska and was there briefly, came back and answered an advertisement for a hotel worker in the small town of Konkanelli, in eastern Washington, the northern Columbia River area, and he traveled and took that position. And while he was there, he started to do some photography of the region, and after a few years, moved to the growing town of Okanagan and opened up his photography studio. And there started to take photographs of the whole community and really was the kind of singular photographer of this kind of growing pioneer community in the Okanagan region of the Upper Columbia River.
So he became the resident photographer of a rural region. How many people were in this town at that time?
Oh, it wasn't very large, you know, 1,000 at the most in the area, probably. You know, it had been a crossroads for some time of cattle drives, of mining, and was starting to transform into an agricultural area, what it still is today. And, you know, the opportunity, I think, for Frank was one that he took, probably, you know, initially just as a, you know, financial opportunity. It became really an opportunity for him to be part of a whole community, which his photographs absolutely represent.
So Frank comes from Yokohama. He comes all the way across the ocean, and he settles in a rural region of Washington, and he becomes the resident photographer for the native peoples there. Do I have the story right?
Well, except that he originally was from Tokyo, but Yokohama, of course, was the shipping port, you know, for leaving Japan at that time.
Okay, and about how old was Frank at this time, and what time frame was it?
Well, Frank was born in 1873, and so, you know, with that, you know, he had made his way from Japan, which was a very changing climate at that time, you know, from the Meiji Restoration around the time he was born. His father was a samurai. That status changed after the Restoration. And he unfortunately lost his parents when he was very young and went to live with an uncle in Tokyo that ran a Christian girls' school. And the area where he had lived and grew up and ended up working in the school was close to an arts district in Tokyo. And we know that now. We've had the ability to get in contact with family members from the Matsura clan. And a little more information has been coming along the way, and it's been fascinating because we're able to start to piece together some of the things that maybe inspired Frank to leave. And one of them, of course, was that he didn't have the status in his family and probably never would. So the opportunity in America might have seemed inviting as other Japanese men were starting to travel and women to the Americas and throughout the world. And I think he took that opportunity. And with that, brought himself to a region that was maybe kind of fascinating to him. And that allowed him to be able to be a part of that, but also to really hone his craft, which he truly was exceptional at as a photographer.
My guest is Michael Holloman, a Washington State University associate professor and member of the Colville Confederated Tribes. He curated the exhibit about Frank Matsura, a Japanese immigrant who photographed Native Americans, which is on display now at the High Desert Museum in Bend. So, Professor, I get this picture of Frank, a Japanese immigrant who comes over around what time frame? You're saying early 1900s?
Early 1900s, he got to America in 1901 and then into the Okanagan region in 1903.
It's interesting because I think of this as a young man who's coming to America right in the throes of Congress had just passed the 1882 Chinese Exclusion Act. Here in Southern mm-hmm. Oregon, you had all of this hostility against Asian immigrants. And here he's bucking the trend. He's coming to America as America is pushing Asians out. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think a lot of the big focus of that, unfortunately, was also towards the Chinese. And Frank maybe in some ways presented himself as someone different. He was came from education. He spoke English. He was Christian. And so I think he utilized that ability to kind of integrate himself into a community and navigate those challenges. But I by no means was he without those challenges. You know, the community, you know, there was, you know, the first mention of him in the local newspaper when he arrived, you know, was this little Japanese, and that wasn't the word they used. But so how he was able to navigate that and you know, enter that community and then become someone that the community thoroughly appreciated and really celebrated is quite remarkable in and of itself. But we don't have diaries or notes of his that speak personally to how difficult that might have been.
So while the colonial community was casting aspersions, the native community welcomed him and embraced him. And he became part of that and established relationships with them and enough trust that he was able to photograph them. Is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it might have been that they saw him as an outsider and knew he was from the outside also. This was a very challenging time for the Native community. It had, the reservation had been established, in 1872. They were moving tribal people off their traditional homelands and placing them onto the reservations. This is what the Colville Reservation was. And it also was the time of allotment where they're removing natives from a larger reservation and giving them individual allotments, specifically the male heads of households. And that opened up the expansion of, people, settlers able to come in and access Native American lands. So it was a very transitional time. And the focus that I had with Matsura's work of this and with the Native community was the way that he photographed the people at that time, particularly the Natives, which I focused on, is instead of kind of romantic images maybe of Native Americans as people expected them to be in some authentic representation, Matsura was photographing them very personally, very directly as they existed, as they walked into a studio, with a combination of Western clothes and traditional clothes. And he didn't seem to have an agenda about how he wanted them to be seen and presented.
So there was a sense of authenticity around his work.
Yes, it in a way, it was reflecting them in real time, not presenting them, solely as in kind of a vesture of the past.
Hmm. Professor, when I'm in a museum, I get the sense that I'm inside the lens of a colonial power observing the history of the lives of the conquered without questioning the conditions that persist to this day. How should I be thinking about my museum experience?
Well, I the museum experience, like anything, is a curated representation, and the ability to try to recognize that people are making choices about kind of how they want you to interact with the materials on display, be them photographs or cultural objects or other, kind of ephemeral materials. And so, to kind of get a sense of maybe the narrative, the story that is trying to be told with these is exactly that. It's a choice that someone is making. And trying to, use the materials as a way to speak to that, and that maybe obviously extends beyond those specific materials. My sense, working with the Matsura exhibit and our my co-curator, Ann Claire Mitchell, was to really, kind of give a sense of a period of time that extended beyond kind of a very kind of traditional Western narrative to start to use and speak about Frank himself as an immigrant, but also the people that he was working with in a way that showed this kind of dynamic period of time that was happening and a kind of fluid and fusion of people. And that for me and Ann Claire was an opportunity to talk about a portrait of kind of a different portrait of American exceptionalism.
Well, you have a book coming out on Matsura's life, right?
I do, with PA Press, and that will be coming out in September of this year. And I was able to work with a number of colleagues that I was involved with on a documentary by Beth Harrington that will also be coming out this fall, called Our Mr. Matsura. And so people that I worked with on that project, I was able to get to write essays for this book that I put together with PA Press on Frank Matsura.
Well, I appreciate your work. And unfortunately, we're out of time for today's exchange. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.